Welcome to Book Bistro, where book enthusiasts come to chat about the books they love in a warm and supportive environment. This episode is airing on Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. This is Shannon, and once again, I'm back to talk about new books. When I was getting ready to make the list for this episode, I was like, there aren't too many books coming out this week. And once I started researching, I realized that was not necessarily true. So we have quite a few awesome things to talk about today. So let's get started with the usual housekeeping information, and then we will get right into it. You can find us on Facebook by searching for Book Bistro Podcast. There we have our usual Facebook page where we keep track of our Wednesday reads and also post information about the Friday episodes. We also have a Facebook listener group that you're welcome to join. And if you prefer a different type of listener group, you can contact us and ask about our WhatsApp group. Both groups are pretty small, not super high traffic, and we would love to have you. If you want to get in touch with us off of social media, you can do so by sending an email to thebookbistropodcast@gmail.com. If you're looking for our main hosting page, where you can find information on the podcatchers that make Book Bistro available to you, you can find that information in our show notes.
All right. So, as always, I'm going to start with some books that you've heard us talk about before on our most anticipated releases of February episode. There's only two here this time, and these are both books that Brooke is looking forward to, both young adult fantasy. We start out with A Tempest of Tea, Tempest of Tea, Book 1 by Hafsa Faisal. And there's also Heartless Hunter. This is Crimson Moth, Book 1 by Kristen Ciccarelli. And this one I am super, super excited about, as well as Brooke. So those are books that we've talked about before. So let's move on now to some books that you haven't heard us mention. And I'm going to start with some romance, because why wouldn't I? I want to begin with a book by Naima Simone. This is The Single Dad Project, and it's Rose Bend, Book 5. And a couple weeks ago, I mentioned that Simone had released a novella in the Rose Bend series. This, though, is a full-length novel. So if you read the novella, cool. If you didn't, that's okay, too. You are still ready for the fifth book here. And this is The Single Dad Project, Rose Bend, Book 5 by Naima Simone. We also have a new Brendan Novak book. This is The Messy Life of Jane Tanner. It's Coyote Canyon, Book 3, and again, it's by Brendan Novak. She has been focusing on her Coyote Canyon series now for about a year. Usually she would write kind of one like romance and then one sort of romantic suspense book. With like the romance / women's fiction coming out early in the year and then the other one coming out a little later. But since 2023, she has only released her Coyote Canyon books. And this is, as I said, the third in that series. So it once again is The Messy Life of Jane Tanner, Coyote Canyon, Book 3 by Brendan Novak. Next up, we have Tempting Promises. This is Whitlock Family, Book 3, by Corinne Michaels. And this will definitely make Kristen happy. Kristen is a big fan of Corinne Michaels, and Farah has also read and enjoyed some of her stuff. So if you tend to like the family series, Corinne Michaels is definitely an author to check out. So this is Tempting Promises, and it's Whitlock Family, Book 3 by Corinne Michaels. I now want to talk about a book that is still coming out this week, but not on Tuesday. This is The Science of Attraction. It's Mackenzie Country, Book 3 by Jay Hogan, and it comes out on Thursday, the 22nd of February. So this is the third and final book in the Mackenzie Country trilogy. I read the first book just a few weeks ago and really, really loved it. I'm a big fan of Jay Hogan's writing, as is Robin. And the second book in this series is supposed to be out in audio sometime in February, although I haven't seen it yet. But this one will only be out on Thursday in Kindle, but of course it will be coming to audio at some point as well. It just will take a little bit of time. So this one is The Science of Attraction, and it's Mackenzie Country, Book 3 by Jay Hogan. Moving on from romance now, I want to talk about fantasy, science fiction, all those kinds of things. And I'm starting out with Leopard Hunt. This is Leopard People, Book 15 by Christine Feehan. It has been a very long time since I've read a Christine Feehan book, but I do still keep track of what she's releasing. She has, of course, her Carpathian series, which is something like 40 books long. She has her Ghostwalker series. And then she has this, which is kind of, I don't know, urban fantasy, paranormal romance, dealing with shifters. So this one is Leopard's Hunt, and it's Leopard People, Book 15 by Christine Feehan. This next book makes me really, really happy because it's been a long time since I've read something by this author. I want to talk about Remedial Magic. This is A Course in Magic, Book 1 by Melissa Marr. And I first read Melissa Marr back, gosh, I don't know, 2006 maybe, with her Wicked Lovely series, which was one of the first kind of young adult fantasy books that I read that dealt with the fae in kind of their darker form, right? Like, it showed us that the fae are not all like sparkly, twinkly fairies. And since then, I have been a big fan of books like this that show us the fae in all of their complexity. So I am always happy to see that Mar is coming out with new books. And this is not only a new book, but the first in a new series. So this is Remedial Magic, A Course in Magic, Book 1 by Melissa Marr. If you like kind of cozy mysteries with paranormal elements, then this next book will be for you. It is Gone with the Witch, Witchway Library Mysteries, Book 5 by Angela M. Sanders. It is, I've read the first two or three in this series, and I know that I've talked about the first one on the podcast before. I love books set in libraries. I love witchy books. And the paranormal cozies are just so much fun. So definitely check out this series if you haven't already. This one is Gone with the Witch, Witchway Library Mysteries, Book 5 by Angela M. Sanders. Next up is a standalone. This is Island Witch by Amanda Jayatissa. I love, love, love her writing. She wrote two really creepy, kind of dark, thrillery books, and now she is writing a fantasy. And I have to admit, I was a little bit disappointed when I saw that it was a fantasy and, wasn't going to be another kind of creepy thriller. But then I looked at the synopsis and I knew that it was going to be dark and creepy just in a different way. Jayatissa was on the podcast in either late 2022 or early 2023, and she is just an incredible writer, and I look forward to so many more stories from her in years to come. So this is Island Witch, and it's by Amanda Jayatissa. And last up in this little section, I'm going to talk about Only Hard Problems. This is Galactic Bonds, Book 3 by Jennifer Estep. This is a novella, but it is part of her Galactic Bonds sci-fi romance series. And I have the first one sitting here, but I have not read it yet. I know Natalia has read these and really, really enjoys them. They're kind of softer sci-fi. You don't have to be a big sci-fi reader to enjoy these, from what I understand. And they are full of all of the things that we love most about Jennifer Estep. So this is Only Hard Problems, Galactic Bonds, Book 3 by Jennifer Estep. And now let's talk about some mystery, thriller, suspense. The Guest by B.A. Paris is out this week. Paris, I think, took the world of domestic suspense by storm back in like 2016 with Behind Closed Doors. And to me, although she's written a ton of books since then, nothing has really topped that first book. But I still keep an eye on her new releases and check them out periodically. Because I do think she is a very talented writer and definitely can throw in some great twists if those are something that you look for in your mysteries. So this week we have The Guest, and it's by B.A. Paris. Next up, we have End of Story by A.J. Finn. Finn wrote The Woman in the Window several years ago, and this is his second novel. This is apparently a pseudonym, and I'm not sure if the author has written other things like under another name. I think not, but obviously I'm not positive about that since I don't know the actual identity of AJ Finn. But a lot of people loved The Woman in the Window. And so the fact that he is releasing a second book is definitely a big deal in the mystery thriller world. So check it out. It is End of Story by A.J. Finn. And we have a new Kelly Armstrong. This is The Boy Who Cried Bear. It's Haven's Rock, Book 2 by Kelly Armstrong. And ever since she released the first book in her Rockton series, these characters have been a big part of my wintertime reading. And so I look forward to a new book in the Rockton series, which then turned into Haven's Rock, which is the spinoff. And we still, of course, are following Casey Duncan and her husband Eric and all of the residents in their super secret town, which is now Haven's Rock. If you haven't read Rockton, I would definitely start there first, and that would start with City of the Lost. But if you are current, then you are probably anticipating this release just as much as I am, and it's The Boy Who Cried Bear, Haven's Rock, Book 2 by Kelly Armstrong. I also want to mention A Step Past Darkness. This is by Vera Kurian. And I have talked about Kurian before. She wrote a book called Never Saw Me Coming a few years ago that I really, really liked. It's all about psychopaths. And I've been hoping that we would get another book from her sometime soon. And it is finally here. And it looks like it's going to have a little bit of a different feel. More of like a wilderness type of book. And it is A Step Past Darkness. And again, that's by Vera Kurian. Sarah Shepherd is releasing a new standalone thriller this week. This is Nowhere Like Home. Again, it's by Sarah Shepherd. And you may recognize that name if you paid attention to the whole Pretty Little Liars franchise that was really big, probably, I don't know, 10 years ago or so, maybe a little bit longer ago than that. But Shepherd wrote a bunch of books in that series. I think there was like a TV show. There was a whole bunch of Pretty Little Liars things going on. Since then, she has started writing some standalones, and some of them, like this, are now standalones geared toward adults rather than young adults, like the Pretty Little Liars series. So this is Nowhere Like Home by Sarah Shepherd. And last up, I want to talk about a couple of historical novels. The first one is Sisters of Fortune by Anna Lee Huber. And this is a novel of the Titanic. You may recognize Huber's name from some of her historical mysteries with romantic elements. She has a couple series that she's been writing. But I am excited to see something that looks more like straight up historical fiction. And I am a big fan of Titanic themed fiction. So this is one that I will definitely be checking out. It is Sisters of Fortune by Anna Lee Huber. And last up today is The Hidden Life of Cecily Larsen. This is by Ellen Baker, and it is a novel about the circus. And as you know, if you've listened to me for any length of time, really, I am fascinated by circus books. I think circuses in real life are very typical, but there's something about them that makes for really, really good reading. So I will definitely be checking this one out. It is The Hidden Life of Cecily Larsen. And it's by Ellen Baker. So those are the new books I have for you this week. I hope all of you are staying safe and warm. And as I always say, because this is a book podcast after all, I hope you're all staying well read. If you would like to let us know your thoughts, you can do that by leaving us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts or any other platform you use to access the show. And not only does it allow us to see your feedback, but it also helps other book lovers to find us, which is a great thing. So I will be back next Tuesday morning with more bookish fabulousness. And some number of us will be back on Friday with more discussion of great books. Take care, everybody.